When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're the type of person that approaches your birthday with dread, sadness, despair, I want you to celebrate my birthday with me differently. Guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Bare Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all. Stay elevated. Excuse my voice. Create that infinity. Up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah. And if you're listening to this on Monday, April 1st, well, you are listening to it on my birthday. And what a day. You know, what a beautiful day. And not just because it's my birthday, but because it is an opportunity always for me to reflect on so many things in terms of life, where I am, what I've created for myself, and what I want to accomplish and envision for myself moving forward. I read somewhere, and I also saw somewhere that, like, you know, birthdays for people are usually one of the saddest days, the loneliest days. And they were saying how, like, there are people, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but, or if you've done this, but, you know, someone will reach out to you out of nowhere to be like, hey, come celebrate my birthday, yada, yada, yada. And you really haven't heard from this person in God knows how long. And you're like, wait, what? And it's like, why would you want me to celebrate your birthday? We don't even talk. it's so weird. But the thing about birthdays is people usually feel the loneliest around their birthday, or they get the birthday blues, or they try to avoid their birthdays, or they downplay. Because as we get older, there are a lot of things in life, not life itself, but a lot of things in life that I think, you know, can definitely wound our hearts a little bit, you know, and take away from the actual meaning of what a birthday is. And I know for myself, you know, the people in my life, their birthdays are a big deal for me. And I remember people's birthdays. Like, I'm very big on that. And I just remember. And I always try to remember. You tell me your birthday, it's like, all right, cool, clock that. And I make it a point that you're acknowledged, right? You're acknowledged. You feel like somebody remembers. Because, listen, we always say tomorrow is not promised. Like, that's a thing. So recognize that. How important it is, right? To have another year and another opportunity to do things different, but also to reflect on the fact that, like, the you in all these previous years is still feeling the need to show up, which means that there is some significance to your essence, your existence, right? And the effort that you make. And this is for the people who think that they are insignificant, right? They think that they don't matter. They think all these things about themselves. And it's not true, right? It's not true. You know, I think every year for me, my birthday is not just a lesson, but a true reminder of just like, hey, bro, you're doing what you said you were going to do. And hey, you have impact. How cool is that? It was great. I did an escape room with some very close friends of mine. They're my siblings. Shout out to Eric. She has a birthday coming up April 3rd. But we did this escape room. And if you've never done an escape room, or if you have, you know that there are certain things that are big, big must-dos. For one, having a group that knows how to communicate. Okay? Having a group that knows how to communicate. Two, having a group that knows how to deal with stress. Right? Dealing with things under pressure. And three, just having a group of very wise people. And being that I'd never done an escape room before, I was like, okay, who would I want to be stuck in a room with, right? Who would I want to be stuck in a room with? And these were the people. And in my head, in my heart, I knew why. These are the people I would want to be stuck in a room with. The reason why is because who they are as individuals. As a group, it's a wrap. As individuals, they're just dope. And individually, they're all very wise and intelligent. And y'all, we made it out that damn room. It was such a cool, interesting, reflective experience. A lot of laughs. A lot of things I've never done before that I had to do for the first time. And just really an all-around experience and just a sense of knowing, but a sense of enjoyment, okay? And these were people I wanted to spend my time with, because I trusted them, right? I trusted them in an escape room. I trusted them to be people that value me, right? You know, think about the people you'd want to be in a room, stuck in a room with. And why. And if you are the type of person that dreads your birthday, I want you to think about why. And I want you to think about if that's fair. Why would you dismiss you? And let me ask you something. If you do dismiss yourself, what are you seeking from others to do? What do you hope for other people to do? What do you think they're going to do? And what's the history of your birthday that now at this point you think it should not matter? Who or what has made you feel like you are not allowed to matter and you are not allowed to take up space on the day that you were born? And there are some people, truthfully, like I know, there are some people who make their birthday a national holiday and they have demands of others. And, you know, there's this expectation that you have to go all out for me. You have to do those things. And then, you know, those days become a bit of an obligation, right? And it's like some people are very unkind on their birthdays. And that's a whole different ballgame. But I'm talking about the individuals who you give a ton and you ask for very little because you think that you don't deserve it, or you think that you're not going to get it, or you've been disappointed before. How can you change that now? How many times have you maybe asked for what you needed and allowed yourself to feel uncomfortable about it? Who do you have around you that's celebrating you or not? I think it's, you know, birthdays, again, are really an opportunity to reflect on what exactly it means to you and why. And what is the meaning derived from? What is it all derived from? Statistically, people usually feel the loneliest on their birthdays. That's sad. Even when I think about it, you know, birthdays in the past have been very interesting. Energetically, very, very, very interested. And as I've gotten older, the things that have changed for me have just been understanding, like, hey, be in the company of people who not only celebrate you, but consider you. And always without a given, you know, for me, it's reciprocal energy, right? It's like, my people are my people, right? Their birthdays mean that they are still here. And we still have more life to do together. How amazing is that? Right? There's so much I could say on birthdays, man. But I think over time, I just learned to understand what they mean and give it meaning. Okay, give it my own meaning, give it my own significance, and give it my own value and appreciation. Because a birthday is just not another day, y'all. It really is not. Be willing to smell flowers, okay? Be willing to receive flowers while you're still here. Not when you can no longer smell them. You know, understand the importance behind that day for you. And again, ground yourself in it versus anything else. Because sometimes these big extravagant celebrations are meant to distract people from their sadness and what it actually is and how they actually feel. But if you are kind of in an interesting space about your day or previously had that, why? Why do you feel that you don't deserve to just be celebrated or cared about or thought about? It won't always be like that if you don't allow it to be that way. You know, I take into this new year truly, oh man, acceptance of a lot of things, clarity of a lot of things, value of a lot of things, and appreciation, honestly. Truly appreciation. There's so much that I have to be grateful and thankful for. And, you know, I include myself in that. I really do. And I stand on it. I really do stand on it. And, you know, another year I get to share with you guys in terms of this podcast and what this all means. It's just cool. You know, it really is cool. You get to build the life that you want. That was a book that I read, and that the title speaks to it. It's like, you get to build the life that you want. And it doesn't have to look perfect. But man, create some peace in your life. Really create some peace in your life. And I think, you know, one of my goals moving forward is to create more peace. Create more peace in a lot of ways. And, you know, in terms of what I respond to, what I am open to, what I allow, you know, what I distance myself from. It all matters. It all matters. And Isaiah deserves to be at peace because homeboy has worked his ass off to get me here. And he's worth being celebrated. So that's all I got, guys. This is just a little birthday reflection. And if you're out there, you're celebrating a birthday soon. There are a few of you guys, I think, celebrating a birthday soon. I know some followers out there are Aries. So happy birthday to y'all. I know a few of you guys out there. If Shay's listening, I know her birthday's coming up. Who else? There are a couple of followers from my TikTok days that are Aries. And if you guys are listening, happy birthday. I know it's creeping. So make sure you celebrate yourself. Make sure you value yourself. Make sure you take care of yourself. And anyone who's had a birthday recently or have a birthday coming up, if your birthday's a hard day for you, what is one way, big or small, that you could reframe that birthday where it's not a masking of what you actually feel, right? You're inviting people you don't know to celebrate your birthday just so you're not alone. And instead creating a healthier feeling. Because if you don't have friends around you that you can't ask, or who are not willing to show up and celebrate you, you gotta find some new homies. You gotta find some new homies. Okay. That's all I got for you guys, alright? Thanks for sharing my birthday with me. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Eat some cake. And take flight.